The Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar here. Coming up next on Celebrity Homes, we're going to show you the true meaning of aloha.
That's right. We'll take you to Sammy's Tropical Paradise in Maui.
If there's one thing I want to be known for, it's like, well, what is the thing Sammy Hagar did? Well, the guy knew how to live, you know. But
yeah, baby.
This Red Rocker definitely knows how to live, and then some. After a hit-making decade as frontman for Van Halen, Sammy continues to thrive. He shed his long blonde locks and is sporting a new look and a hot CD called 1013. When this musician isn't climbing his way up the charts, he's either promoting his very own brand of tequila or just kicking back in one of his three homes. That's right. Sammy and his family have found a little piece of paradise on the breathtaking island of Maui.
You got to be saying to yourself right now, Suzanne, you've got a darn good job. You're sitting here with Sammy Hagar in Maui.
Both of us got pretty good jobs as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, not a bad gig, huh?
Yeah, it's really cool.
So tell me about this place.
Quite honestly, this is like our sanctuary. It's very healing over here. When we come here, we try to spend a long time. This house is a work in progress type place. When we bought it, it was pretty sterile, and it still even kind of is, because it just, you know, the family hadn't really sunk in. So it's kind of was like a brand new place. What we're doing to this room is we're turning it into Telus Mu, into when you walk into this room when Lauren's done. This is the open gateway to it. And he's going to have that room will be inside of one of his paintings, like this one up here. See, this is Telus Mu. Now, what do you think a room in that house would look like, right? Well, we're going to make one.
All that work in store for the house, and Sammy only lives here 3 months out of the year. But what a 3 months they are.
That view blows my mind. That's the reason to live here.
Every place on this property has special views. To me, that's what it is. Just sleep here in the house, and the rest of the time, outdoors, baby. That deck up there above the house right there, Scott, when I built the dining room, I said, I got to have some kind of a height, because height is so important here for this view. Okay, there's like two waterfalls on the property. That isn't our property, but the waterfall behind us over here is on our property. But there's two waterfalls that feed this bay, and they're just...
That's magnificent.
I know, man.
I've never seen something like that for real.
It's killing. It comes all the way down there. There's more behind the bushes. You just can't see them. And right there where it starts, there's a big pool there that you could actually swim in, but you'd be so nervous that the water you got thrown over the side.
And if that view isn't above par, then perhaps the scenery is better from the first tee.
I don't play golf. This is just for our friends. All this stuff, every time a friend comes over here and plays golf, they go, oh, wow, I just need a ball in the club. I'm going, well, look, put in a couple holes, because it's, why not?
So this is not a public or private golf course. This is your own very private golf course.
Well, yeah, it's in the making, just like the rest of things, you know. It's like nothing will ever be done.
How many holes do you have?
Just two. We have two greens, but we have four places to tee off from, so it's like five holes. If this would be normally a three par, because of the green, it should be, it's a five
right,
par.
Here a little thing.
There you go.
Here we go. Here it comes.
Not bad. Exactly the right length.
Have that little curve.
Oh, watch this. See? You see how far I hit that too far?
Slower. Go slower. Easy, easy. Nice. Okay, Tarek, one more. Same shot. Wait, right here. But easy. Nice and easy. Very tender touch. Tender, tender. Tender touch.
Okay, watch. I'll make it in. Oh!
Oh, that was so close.
So close. That's why I hate this game. That's why I don't play this game. It's frustrating. These are all guava trees. You can get guavas out there here. Get your guava. Smell it.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what guava really looks like. Looks like mush.
Well, see the seeds in there.
Can you eat that?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Hey, just take a little
really?
Bite, just from the
this
inside.
This is one of your trick guavas.
No. I'll eat it first, but I thought maybe you should go ahead and do that first. And you swallow the seeds and everything, or you spit them out.
Guavas aren't the only edible items hanging around Sammy's homestead.
All right, so this is the ultra-patented coconut.
Well, it's not patented by any means, but my addition is Kawawawa tequila to it. But you see, I've already kind of trimmed this up in the house. But
that's the knife you're going to use for this thing?
Yeah.
For this bad boy?
Whoa. But see this here, that's the coconut, right?
Yeah.
And you give it like a big whack.
Oh!
And it just comes off like this.
A little lime. Uh-oh.
You squeeze the lime out.
This reminded me of some kind of college initiation or something.
No, this is... I'm just trying not to spill the milk and get the lime. There you go.
That is unbelievable.
unbelievable.
No, that is unbelievable. That's like nature's juice, you know, with a little help.
Oh, yeah.
With a little what kind of tequila?
Oh, Cabo Wabo. Gee, I wonder where he got that.
This is a paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever pinch yourself? No, seriously. Do you ever just pinch yourself and say, man, I did something right?
We were here 20 minutes, and this house just screams, hey, are you crazy? This is for sale, you know? It's just got that kind of a thing. But the guy who built this place, I mean, the guy was really cool. I always say the guy really had it together, because I wouldn't have thought of all these things, like this island in the middle of the pool. I mean, I would have never done that. I thought, oh, no, you know, that's probably going to be a big problem.
Sammy's property spans more than 11 acres, and while clearing out some of the foliage, he discovered an ancient treasure.
This is supposed to be, you know, maybe 100, 200 years old or something, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But it's carved out, and it's supposed to be for good luck for fishermen, and it's a real sacred little guy.
You know what it looks like? That thing in the Brady Bunch when they went to Hawaii? Doo-doo-doo!
The stone was sacred enough to make a local Hawaiian man trek across 500-foot-high cliffs to warn Sammy of its value.
He hiked all the way over here when he saw us here to tell me that this is important. And like he threatened me, basically, like, I better not ever see this in a pawn shop downtown.
Well, I'll tell you, if you don't have enough privacy in Maui in your place, just come out here to your own little deserted isle.
Yeah.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, this is great, man. A little sunbathing out here.
You need a little waiter to come out, a little raft.
Well, I brought my own. Cheers.
Cheers. You guys go on with Sammy and take the tour. And
yeah, we'll see you guys later. Go get your B-roll. I said get out of here. All right. Yeah.